Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Now, at 7:37 in the morning, from an undisclosed location, might be Nashville, who knows this morning, Jimmy Carter with the proverbial Jimmy Carter Report, and it's brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Also, as Dennis was noting, Dennis is in our Austin studios. We got satellite studios all coming together into your speaker this morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
And I think everywhere it's kind of chilly. Nashville, 17 degrees this morning. In the Birmingham area, it was 24. It's up to a toasty 27 now. And everything is kind of looking toward Texas, because that's what we want to see what happens in Dallas later today as this stuff heads toward us. And it's going to mix up all this warm Gulf air with all this cold air, and we don't know what it's going to get. Could be the first major snowstorm in the South, deep South, in a number of years. Really hadn't had one in a long, long time. So we shall see how bad or how odd that it gets. The nation's leaders are gathering. I had to count them up my fingers. I had to name all five living presidents. That took me a second to do that unassisted, but they'll all be there at 9:00 Central this morning at the Washington National Cathedral for the funeral of President Jimmy Carter. And after all that's over with, they will take him back via the Air Force One plane to somewhere in Georgia. Then he got to get to Plains eventually. They'll have church service there sometime in the next 2 days. And I think sometime the Navy's going to fly a missing man formation over Plains right there as he is taken to the family plot. So that'll be going on today. No New York Stock Exchange, no Postal Service, and there are other things affiliated. The federal government pretty much is closed today. Now, not everything, because FEMA and other things are having to move toward California. I know this morning you guys have talked about that some. It is really heartbreaking. We see fires, and there have been big fires in California before. There's one I remember in Oakland that somewhere in my news career that we covered. It was I remember the hills, and it was anything can start a huge fire.
In the Austin area, Jimmy, in our area, to your point, we have wildfire danger, and we've had it already this week. Monday we had wildfires because the humidity got as low as 50%.
Yeah. So imagine, I know you can't imagine it going down to, say, 10% with no rain in the last many months in a long time. So that place is a tinderbox. And when it started burning, now, there's been some Republican criticism, which has not been fair on some of this. I think it'd be really nice if the news people would try to even things up. Go ahead and put both sides and let them spew, but find out what the truth is and put it in the middle. Number one, most of the fires there in the Los Angeles area could not have really been helped by moving brush around. It just couldn't do it. I mean, yes, you can. That is true involving the forest in Northern California and far eastern California, yeah, some of the brush could be cleared out, and they could do a better job of that. And also,
all right, granted, yes, you are right. I even said this morning, if half of what is being said critically is true, that's still obscene. You're right about the, you get 100-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, hurricane force is what, 71 or 72? Imagine
that. 74 or
something. But the water that they could have had in reservoirs that they've sent to the Pacific to fight the fires, come on.
Well, there's no reservoir. They don't have a reservoir problem in Southern California.
Because they don't have
them. In fact, they used the Hollywood Reservoir last night, which is right there above the city of Hollywood. And you see it in TV shows sometimes. The helicopters were dipping into there and back on the scene of this Sunset Fire within 10 minutes. So the problem, they didn't have a problem with airdrops and water either, but they couldn't do it because of 100 mile. You can't drop stuff from a plane at 100 mile an hour wind.
That was the drops, but the water supply to the fire hydrants,
right,
dry.
Listen, it's not. The reason it was dry, they had several million gallon tanks. And if you went to Austin or any other city in the world and everybody opened up their fire hydrant at the same time, which is virtually what they were doing, you would run dry and you would run low pressure and water.
You'd have no pressure and then no water. Agreed.
Right.
But they've relied on two things.
The source has water, Bob. Trust me. The source has water in Los Angeles. They're not out of water in Southern California. They're not. They are.
They're out of firefighting water.
Yeah, because they drained the tanks. They had million. You have tanks all over Austin, multi-million gallon tanks. If you
for 30 years, they've been trying to build reservoirs for firefighting, and they instead send the water to the Pacific Ocean.
Trust me, you're wrong.
Well, tell me more.
Not in Los Angeles County. Don't be a moron. They've got reservoirs in Los Angeles County. They don't need extra water. They got plenty of water today. But when you open up all your fire hydrants and you start fighting dozens and dozens of fires, everybody, City of New York, Chicago, they all run low on that when you don't have, when you have every bit of your water pressure taken out because you've opened up the fire hydrants. That's what happened.
Okay,
they did run out of water up there because the tanks ran dry, and they're replenishing them now. They've got plenty of source water. So don't get confused with your California geography wherever you're reading this, because it's not true. Simply not true.
There have been 30 years of warnings that if we don't have the reservoirs to keep
you're back to the reservoirs. The reservoirs are full in Southern California in the Los Angeles.
Well, apparently they don't feed the fire hydrant. You say they're dipping into it to drop it from the air.
Thanks, Bob. Let me try to listen to you clear your ears out. The reservoirs. Yes, that's where your water comes from. It goes down to your city. It has to be purified and go through the water system, and then it's pumped out to the tanks that hold it in your neighborhoods. That's where your pressure comes from.
Don't doubt any of that.
If you have a fire in your neighborhood, and particularly at the top of a hill, the fire, you can't have every fire hydrant open at the same time in any city in America. Ask your Austin Fire Department. If they started opening up every
Agreed.
Fire hydrant, you'd run out of water. But they've got
but
water.
If you
They're
know you need it,
the water.
If you know you
they've
need it for 30
years, water.
Why are so many people then? I'll drop this, but because I do see the wisdom in what you're saying, and it being certainly
it's a fact.
In part,
what I'm saying
applicable.
It's not a wisdom.
Well, what
in
may
Los
also
Angeles
be a fact
County,
is so many
California,
people that have
California's as big as Texas. It's a big place. What goes on in Dallas doesn't go on in El Paso. Los Angeles County has a lot of water. It gets it from a lot of different places. They have no source issue right now with that. They just can't. Where they may have screwed up is they may not have built enough tanks in those places like Pacific Palisades to create the pressure to have the water, but they're replenishing. The source is bringing water to the Palisades as quickly as they can. Because they got plenty of water, it's just distributing the water is the problem.
I'm not trying to fade it, but in a sense, we're saying the same thing. And you're right, I don't have an understanding being in Texas other than reading about 30 years of this being preached. And
Northern California. It's
Palisades?
Lake Tahoe and places like that. That's where they don't, when they have those fires up around, like, Big Sur and things like that, that's where they haven't been doing water retention. That's where they should have built dams and all that stuff. It doesn't apply to Los Angeles County. It's a different geography, different way of doing things. But yes, that is very true up there around Big Sur, out there where they've had the big fires at Yosemite and places like that. They have not stored the water properly. So that is 100% correct, but it's been blurred because Los Angeles County is not Big Sur. So moving along, there are a lot of people. This is going to be a 52 or maybe higher $1 billion fire that will end up affecting all of us, because most of these people have insurance, but some of the insurance companies have moved out. It's kind of like South Florida, where they're hurricane poor at some of the insurance companies, and so now they're fire poor in California, and some of the insurance companies have tapped out. So some of these people that have losses, they're not going to be covered. Some are going to be covered, and it's just going to be that somehow it's going to affect us all. They've already given disaster declarations, and so they'll be pumping a lot. If you were going to Los Angeles today, you would be hard-pressed to find a hotel room. They're on 100% capacity pretty much all over Southern California, because you have 100,000 people who have evacuated. That's a bigger number than we have generally.
And some number apparently in the thousands of completely burned down houses, not just evacuated.
Yeah, they got nowhere to go, and they can't go home. So I don't know what they're going to do with these people. Some people are living with friends, obviously, and stuff like that. But it's this is kind of unprecedented. Even, you know, I guess when you had – I don't know what they did with – I never did – I like when the example when Andrew came to Miami and blew out down there – where the airbase used to be and where the zoo used to be, whatever that town was called, down there. I guess I'm sure that was more than 100,000 people that got wiped away. And I don't know where all those people went. I guess they just moved. And I don't know where these people are going to go. So I don't know. They can't stay in these $500 a night hotel rooms for very long. So we'll see what's going to happen with all that. But it is one of the – it is President Biden has canceled his Italy boondoggle trip that he was going on to because of the California fires. That's smart, you know, but anyway, he's not president for much longer. But the one that's coming in, let's see how presidential he's going to be with this, his first disaster of his presidency, because this is a pretty big disaster that is continuing to go. It's the nation's, what, second largest city, I think, Los Angeles, and that whole county area is probably one of the largest places in the country. So they're going to have to do a lot of work. Right now they've got firefighters coming from Idaho and Washington. They're taking fire trucks out of these places in mutual aid, and I guess they're driving down. They're still probably driving today, arriving in Los Angeles, because they've got still fire and emergency calls to answer, and they are answering them. They had many structure fires that had nothing to do with the fires, just regular day in Los Angeles yesterday. So, and also, by the way, while we're doing police and fire, the New Orleans police superintendent you've seen on television, the older lady, Ann Kirkpatrick, said that she is not going to quit, that she thinks she is the person to lead us forward. She has hired former New York Police Commissioner William J. Bratton as a consultant for their security lapses. So I guess he'll be on the job as they continue to try to tighten up on New Orleans as they head toward the Super Bowl, which is, I guess, less than a month away. Precision Camera and Video. That is the greatest camera store that I know about in Texas and really anywhere. There's some big camera stores around, but this one, man, this is right under your nose, and it's got everything from the if you're a professional photographer, you know this is the place where you're going to go to pick up something that you need quickly. But if you're just getting into the world of photography as a rookie, or maybe you're shooting film, maybe for the first time, you know that's where they'll process it. They can make prints. They can take things from your, you know, pictures from your iPhone and make a print. They can do all kinds of stuff. And, of course, they've got the best hardware, the mirrorless cameras, the video cameras, the used cameras that are, you know, and used to be thousands and thousands of dollars. They're a lot less now. There's nothing wrong with them. They've just changed technology over to the mirrorless cameras. But I'm shooting with a mirror camera, and I love it. And a lot of people do. So there's something for every taste and every desire in the world of photography. And the classes the repairs, the rentals, that makes this place very special. Look at them online. You can see all kinds of things. They have a beautiful website, and you can buy things online right there. They'll send them to you. Where? Precision-camera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now let's go to page two with Jimmy Carter.
The president of Mexico was poking fun at the president, said maybe they'll just change the name to Mexican America.
Whatever.
This over the Gulf of Mexico.
I think the Gulf of Mexico, changing to Gulf of America, teetered them off a little bit.
We decided that was not a joke from Donald Trump at that press conference.
You know what? And I'm going to chime in here real quick. You know what it is Biden banned drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. He didn't say in the body of water south of the United States. He said the Gulf of Mexico. Well, if you change the name to Gulf of America, it's no longer the Gulf of Mexico, and you can drill.
Well,
really, that's the theory that's being thrown out there. Because think about it. It was after he signed that executive order to do this stuff with the drilling, offshore drilling, that Trump came up with the idea of changing it to the Gulf of America. It's checkers and chess, right? It's like, okay, if you're gonna say we can't drill in the Gulf of Mexico, we'll just change the name of it and drill anyway.
The Gulf of America. All right. Well. Okay, well, the president of Mexico said she pulled out a map from 1607, a world map, and the map labeled North America as Mexican America. And it already identified the Gulf of Mexico as such 169 years before the United States was founded. So she said, why don't we just call it Mexican America? And so she said, no, that wouldn't be a good idea. So, and he said,
instead of the United States of America. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she said, Trump said that Mexico was essentially run by the cartels. The president of Mexico said, with all due respect, the president was ill-informed, the people rule, we're not going to blah, 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 blah. So, you know, he does stir things up. You know, I think everybody can agree on that. He loves
it. We listened to it two or three times yesterday, his actual part, and you can hear the seriousness in his voice, a whole lot different than the timbre of, I'm going to make Canada our 51st state. He's joking there.
Yeah, right.
It got to be. But this was like, hey, it has a beautiful ring. Doesn't it, though? Gulf of America, not Gulf of Mexico. I mean,
he talks about the state of Canada. And, I mean, he made the people's heads flip around, some of these folks. But, you know, the Greenland thing made a little more sense than people, I think, giving it credit for. The Gulf of America,
there's something you're
I don't
really right
know
about.
Who makes that up. Who does decide? I don't know exactly. Is it Rand McNally? Who gets to decide what the oceans are called and all that? I guess I never remember studying that in school. The map makers, I guess they do, but I guess he could call it the Gulf of America if he wanted to.
We call some, we call Turkey, but it's really what, Uganistan or whatever. I mean, there. Who knows?
I know. So, I mean, I guess he could do that. And, oh, boy, it's just... again, you know, they love to twist his words, and that's, and you don't have to twist very hard in some cases, but some cases they really jumped off on the part that he had made it sound like he was going to take Greenland by force, and that's how some of the people on one side kind of read that into it, and I didn't hear that. He just said that I can't rule anything out, which is what a good, you know, commander-in-chief does. You don't rule anything out. You're not going to do it, but you can't rule anything out if you ask it that way. In the world of show business, Reba McEntire is going to do a show that from the author of Fried Green Tomatoes, which was a movie back pretty good while ago, 1991. Kathy Bates, Mary Stuart Masterson, Jessica Tandy, Mary Louise Parker. It's a pretty big movie. Big book, too, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, written by a woman named Fanny Flagg from Birmingham, Alabama. Well, now sure. She's got, and then there's this book. Reba has just taken it. She's going to star and produce. It's called The All-Girl Filling Station's Last Reunion. It will be directed by Callie Curry, who was the writer of Thelma and Louise. And Reba's going to star in it. Sounds like she'll be perfect for it. It's a World War II set story where a daring group of women run the first all-girl filling station during World War II. If you are young and listening to this, once upon a time there was no such a thing as self-serve gas stations. They actually, somebody would come out in a uniform and say, what do you need? And you say, fill it up, and they'd put gas in your car and check your clean your windshield and check your tire pressure and check your oil. I think they even did that. So this is about a group of girls that does that, and they ultimately become the first female Air Force pilots. So this was a best-selling book, The All-Girl Filling Station's Last Reunion. Sounds like it's right up Reba's street. Sounds interesting.
Fanny Flagg, who you mentioned, from Alabama, has spent a lot of time in Austin, and she's also done a lot of, not Broadway, but she appears in a lot of,
theater things.
Stage play shows kind of thing, and plays Austin a lot. Was really close to Kinky Friedman. They spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, they're both, yeah. They were both, she is kind of an offbeat from center.
Oh, yeah.
Kinky was certainly offbeat from center. I could see how those two would be quite simpatico. And this Bonnaroo Festival, which is the Coachella of the Deep South, where you guys have your own thing, the Austin City Limits thing you do downtown. But Bonnaroo is like a Coachella, more like it. And Luke Combs is going to be the headliner on Thursday. Now, that's odd because they don't generally do really much country, if they do any at all. It's mostly Tyler, the Creator, and the Insane Clown Posse and people like that. And tickets go on sale today. $3.99 is the cheapest ticket. The most expensive ticket, fasten your seatbelts, $26,000. That, you get two tickets and a golf cart that they take you around and get front row seats on everything. You get dinners, and I presume you don't have to sleep and use the bathroom out there with the regular people either for $26,000.
Well,
sounds
speaking
like
of ticket prices,
to me.
Yeah, we'll get to this in just a few minutes, but the ticket prices have gone back up some more since the forecast got a little better for the Cotton Bowl at Jerry World.
Ooh.
They were
it's
they
not
had
sold
been,
out.
Oh, it yeah, it sold out. It was sold out with
reselling tickets, yeah. Reselling.
Yeah, yeah. So the resale market had the nosebleed tickets with fees right at about $800. Ugh. That was the cheapest ticket. Then the weather situation came, Jimmy, and it went from about $140 up Ugh. There to about $260. I just checked it a few minutes ago. This morning, the cheapest is at $196. Now, we made a big deal out of it, I guess, Monday, maybe Friday when Eric was there. The, 50-yard line on your team side seats were $7,000 apiece.
Good Lord.
They are now down but back up to about $1,800 apiece. So I said, well, you know what I'll do is compare this to tonight's Orange Bowl. SeatGeek, which is the preferred partner of the University of Texas, they give you, they say, the best guarantee of a safe ticket if on a resale market. The cheapest ticket there this morning is $196. The cheapest ticket for tonight's Orange Bowl with Penn State and Notre Dame is $350. And those 50-yard line seats that for tomorrow's game, at least right now, at the Cotton Bowl that are about $1,800, they're $3,500 tonight. So I said, okay, wonder what the capacity is. Well, Hard Rock Stadium, where the Orange Bowl is now, in Miami Gardens, and there's no gardens there, trust me, is 65,000 people. The Jerry World seating capacity is 80,000 with standing room tickets that he sells, party areas or whatever they call it. It's 105,000. So I'm listening to a radio show on the way into Dallas last night, and the guy says, well, I wonder if they're going to be selling standing room tickets to the Jerry World, you know, to the Cotton Bowl. And the other guy says, oh, I'm sure they don't need that money. And just said, forget it, we're good. Of course they don't.
Yeah, of course not.
Which, in my final point would be, with everybody trying to get here tomorrow, because they're not going to come today, you're crazy. Or if you disagree with Jimmy, he'll say, get your head out of your rear and listen.
Right. You don't want to go today.
The Cotton Bowl where we play Texas OU, that holds 92,000 people. Jerry World's holding about 100,000. So we're talking as equal, if not, you would think, almost same number of people all trying to come at the same time up I-35 tomorrow. You might want to weigh it. And since we've been talking, an hour before you called, Jimmy, it stayed dry here completely, and then I start hearing ping, 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 because I'm on the 18th floor of this Sheraton, and it's sleet hitting the window. Since you've been talking, Jimmy, I'm looking out the window. It looks like a massive fog is set in. You can barely see it. It is snow.
Oh, boy.
It's snowing to beat the band here right now in Arlington.
Woo! Well, I know Brad Paisley's playing a private show in Grapevine tonight, and they took the bus. And right now, let's see, they're in Sulphur Springs, Texas, wherever that is. Where's Sulphur Springs, Texas? Sulphur Springs, somewhere out there.
It's near here.
Near there, but he's on the way. So they're going to, he's near Greenville, which is near it.
By the way, you know Brad Paisley really well. I have a kind of a ad hoc list I put together from all the different stories of about 25 of the Hollywood people who have lost their home. Billy Crystal, as you said, Paris Hilton. Also on this list is Brad Paisley's former L.A. home.
When he met Kim, that's where they lived, and that's where they had their first baby and all that. Beautiful, small home. They sold it 9 years ago probably, and bought
it's
their second home up in Santa Barbara. But a nice man bought it and built a gate around it and everything. It burned to the foundation. And, it's hurt so many people because this was a beautifully kind of a normal, Pasadena's normal, Pacific Palisades was sort of normal part of Los Angeles. You know, it's not crazy and crime-ridden and nutty. And this beautiful part of town, boy, it's just about, you know, gone. Certainly the shops, and I don't know how it's ever going to get straightened out. I don't know how to bring it back together.
And not to totally bring up the wildfire again, not the debate part as we say goodbye.
Yes.
It's still at 0% containment.
Right.
Which means it's still growing. What's your prediction today?
It's getting worse.
The winds are,
the winds are coming back today. So it's kind of like a whack-a-mole. You ever been to one of those amusement parks where they have whack-a-mole? You hit one, and then it comes out in somewhere else. So it's gone from being a fire in Pacific Palisades to six or seven areas. And, in fact, the one near Pasadena, the Eaton Fire, has had 5 deaths. So, I mean, it's been a killer fire at that one, and that came up after this one. So they're popping up all over the place, and that's why they're bringing in fire people from all over the country. To help.
So we'll catch back up on this tomorrow on Friday with Jimmy.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win tonight?
Texas.
Texas tonight. Not playing.
Oh, no. Notre Dame.
Okay.
Sorry. I agree with
Notre
you.
Dame. Notre Dame.
I agree.
Okay. All right.
I've
we'll
got.
See. Thank you.
I mean, 2 weeks before all this, take care. I'm probably going to be wrong, but all my bowl picks and playoff picks, I put Texas and Notre Dame in the national championship. Out of 30 people, I'm the only one that figured that out, and nobody has the other two teams either. So
it's going to be a repeat of the 1978 Cotton Bowl if we get Notre Dame, Texas for the national championship.
Well, we don't want the outcome to
be. Oh, no, absolutely not. Hey, look, here's the deal. Texas can beat whoever wins the Texas-Ohio State game is going to win the national championship. I have no doubt in my mind. And I'm just going to throw that out there right now. Whoever wins the game tomorrow night is going to win the national championship. I don't think Penn State and Notre Dame have a chance against either one of those teams.
I think there's some wisdom there. But as Jimmy would say when he gets all worked up, it's not wisdom, it's facts. So there you go.
I'm just gonna, now Jimmy's off the phone. I'm just going to throw this out at you. I agree with you. I just didn't want to get in the middle of that debate.
And by the way, while he was talking, I did a bunch of reading from credible sources like Newsweek and Time. And what he's talking about is recognized by some people, and I don't doubt it. But it's all offset by the notion, and not to argue it, that folks have been saying this will not be enough in critical situations. You got to do this. And Jim, while I would recognize what Jimmy was saying is true, these reservoirs run out of water because they're trying to use too much, but they can get it replenished. They've been warning all along. You can't rely on that. You got to build more reservoirs. And then he just sort of reverted to the not in L.A. County. So, like we said this morning in the first hour, at least I said. Look, if everything that's coming out is half true, it's still obscenely wrong. So let's say Jimmy's half right and we're half right. And everybody has to be 100% right. That's a shame. It's kind of how it is. But he brings to the point, to the table, the point of being objective. For that, I'm very appreciative. 8:07, that's the extended Jimmy Carter report. Back with more with Eric Raines up in way over in Colorado this morning. It's guest host Dennis Ferris, me Bob Cole. Be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.